They finally found the doorway of a travel agency set back from the street, and no one else was sleeping there. They were just settling in when a Turkish police car came down the street. Mahmoud shrank back into the corner, trying to be invisible, but the police car's lights came on, and it beeped its electronic siren at them. Bloop, bloop! You can't sleep here, a police officer told them through a loudspeaker. And so they had to get up and walk again. Mahmoud was so tired he started to cry, but he did it softly so his parents wouldn't hear. He hadn't cried like this since that first night when the bombs had started to fall on Aleppo. Another car came down the road, and at first Mahmoud worried it was another police car. But it was a BMW sedan. On a whim, Mahmoud darted out into the car's headlights and waved the life jackets on his arms.
Mahmoud, no!
His mother cried. The BMW slowed, its lights bright in his face. The driver honked at him, and Mahmoud hurried around to the driver's side window.
Please, can you help us? Mahmoud begged. My baby sister...
But the car was already shooting away. Another car followed it, and it drove right past Mahmoud.
Mahmoud, get out of the street, his father called. You'll get yourself killed.
Mahmoud didn't care anymore. There had to be someone who would help them. He waved the life jackets at the next car, and miraculously it stopped. It was an old brown Skoda, and the driver rolled the window down by hand. He was an elderly, wrinkled man with a short white beard, and he wore a black and white keffiyeh headscarf.
Please, can you help us? Mahmoud asked. My family and I have nowhere to go, and my sister is only a baby.
Dad jogged up and tried to pull Mahmoud away.
We're very sorry, Mahmoud's father told the man. We didn't mean to bother you. We'll be on our way.
Mahmoud was annoyed. He'd finally gotten somebody to stop, and now his father was trying to send him away.
My house is too small for all of you, the man said. But I have a little car dealership, and you can stay in the office.
Arabic! Mahmoud was thrilled. The man spoke fluent Arabic.
No, no, we couldn't possibly, Mahmoud's father started to say. But Mahmoud cut him off.
Yes, thank you, Mahmoud cried. He waved his mother over.
He speaks Arabic, and he says he will help us.
Dad tried to apologize again and refused the offer of help. But Mahmoud was already climbing in the back seat with a load of life jackets. Mom got in beside him with Hannah, and Mahmoud's father shifted Walid in his arms so he could reluctantly sit in the front passenger seat.
Mahmoud, his father said, unhappy.
But Mahmoud didn't care. They were off their feet, and they were on their way to some place they could sleep. The little Skoda's gears ground as the man got them underway.
My name is Sami Nasir, the man told them,
and Mahmoud's father introduced them all.
You are Syrian, yes? Refugees?
The man asked.
I know what it's like. I am a refugee too, from Palestine.
Mahmoud frowned. This man was a refugee, and he owned his own car and his own business?
How long have you lived in Turkey? Mahmoud asked Mr. Nasir. 67 years now, Mr. Nasir said, smiling at Mahmoud in the rearview mirror. I was forced to leave my home in 1948 during the first Arab-Israeli war. They are still fighting there, but someday, when my homeland is restored, I will go home again.
Dad's phone chimed, surprising them all and making Walid stir. His father read the glowing screen.
It's the smuggler. He says the boat is ready now.
Mahmoud had learned not to get excited about these texts. But even so, he still felt a little flutter of hope in his chest.
You take a boat to Greece tonight? Mr. Nasir asked.
Maybe, Mahmoud's father said, if it's there.
I will take you to it, Mr. Nasir said. And if it is not there, you can come back and stay with me.
You're very kind, Mom said. Mahmoud didn't know why, but his mother pulled Mahmoud close and gave him a hug. It took very little time for the car to take them back to the beach, and when they pulled to a stop, they were all quiet as they stared. This time, finally,
A boat was there.